Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our friend, Kevin Davis, he's the chief of police for Fairfax County.
Yeah.
Good morning, Chief.
Hello, Chief.
Hey, gentlemen, I told Drabby that I have not been drinking this morning, so I hope that helps.
I think that's a good tick
mark
for you.
I'll tell you what, Chief Davis, you need a long vacation because you've been chief of police in many high-profile spots, and you are as busy now in Fairfax County as you ever have been, just according to what I see on the news. I'll tell you that.
Well, I appreciate that, Jason. You know, last night, or actually just after midnight, we had the best possible outcome to a really difficult situation. So that was, you know, 30-plus hours of tense negotiations with this young lady. And of all the outcomes, this was the best one.
So explain how this started again. This happened a couple days ago, and there was they identified a woman they believe was in connection with a recent missing persons case where the girl, Lauren Kingberry of Laurel, was found safe in Fairfax County. But this other woman was abducted, and she was sitting in this car, in this SUV, on Richmond Highway for 36 hours. Can you explain how it started?
Yeah, well, Jason, we got a request from the Charles County Sheriff's Department in Maryland for basically a check on the welfare to see if we could help them and help Laurel PD locate a missing person. And when our cops got to the location where this car was, an abduction victim who was known to the abductor actually popped out of the car, ran toward our police officers, told them that she had been taken against her will. And when our cops went to investigate further, the driver of the car, who ended up being the subject of this vehicular barricade, took off from our cops. So we pursued her a very short distance. She came to a stop on Richmond Highway, which is a very busy artery, which you guys know. And she immediately displayed a firearm and put a gun to her own head. Our cops did the right thing. They used some time and distance. They backed off, and they called our SWAT team and negotiators to handle it.
Okay.
And that's how it all started.
Okay, so she was the only one in the car for the last 36 hours.
Yes, she was in there by herself.
Ah.
You know, when you look, guys, this is a little bit of a connection. Nashville. So you saw what happened in Nashville with the active shooter.
Yep.
Law enforcement now goes in immediately, just like Nashville PD did, and they mitigate the threat. So that's something that didn't exist for the first decade of my policing career. On the flip side of it all, when you have someone who's barricaded in a car or in a house and they're by themselves and they're threatening their own life with a suicide, we used to handle those situations much faster, but it was a greater risk to our cops and to the person who was threatening to take their own lives. So these scenarios, like the one that just happened on Richmond Highway, we really slow down and take our time with it because there's no need to rush. And we need to negotiate and mitigate and get that person in mental health crisis to a better place.
Yeah, she clearly has issues. Now, does this woman have any priors? Does she have a police record?
So I'm not sure about that, Jason, but I have the immediate criminal charges that we're dealing with today are abduction and the possession of a firearm. And then, you know, on the other side of it all, which is probably the more important long-term for this girl, young woman who's in her 20s, is she needs to continue to get some help for her mental health challenges. And that's the bigger picture, I'm sure, for her family.
Okay. All right. I also got to ask you, now this happened back in February, the double murder in Herndon, where Christine Banfield, who's 37, of Herndon, she died after stab wounds to the upper body. Joseph Ryan of Springfield, he was declared deceased at the scene from a gunshot to the upper body. Banfield's husband was inside the home during the murders, and I haven't heard much of this in the last 3-4 weeks. Can you tell us anything on that and where that stands?
Yeah, I and we, Jason and guys, have been quiet on that because that's still unfolding. It's certainly taken a couple twists and turns. And the moment we can talk about that, I promise we will. We're just not there yet.
Is that just a, hate, is that a crazy?
I don't sound like Ron Rivera with the non-answer.
You kind of do.
You'd rather talk sports, wouldn't you? Yeah. I'm getting that feeling.
Is that a crazy case?
I would. It's complicated.
Okay, that's all you can say.
Yeah, that's a good way to frame it.
I'm rebuilding my roster. Leave me alone.
Yeah, you know what? I think you have more job security than Ron Rivera, Chief Davis. I think you're good.
All right, so
he's gonna need 11 or 12 wins, I think, guys.
He ain't getting 11 or 12 wins. I'm sorry.
I know.
All right, last thing I'm gonna ask you before we go to break, the Tyson's Corner incident, where the two police officers were involved in the with the body cam and the shooting of the guy who stole the sunglasses. He did not have a weapon. You fired the one cop. He's going to be facing charges, I assume. Can you tell us anything else about that?
So the administrative separation was the decision I made, Jason, just based on just a failure to live up to our organizational expectations and rules. The criminal piece of that is completely separate, and that's something that'll probably take a little bit longer, and it's really a prosecutorial decision that's out of our hands. But that was a difficult scenario, and we had a press conference on that one last week, and we'll have a press conference on the follow up to this incident that concluded just after midnight this afternoon as well.
Okay. So with that case, did your police officer tell you he thought he saw a gun?
Yeah, I can't get into that because there's still an ongoing criminal investigation, so I gotta take a pass on that question too.
All right, Chief Davis, appreciate it. Be safe out there.
June 9th, Crime Solvers Golf Tournament, Reston Country Club. One of you guys, I'm gonna get you to come out there.
Drabby says he's in.
I'll do it.
I'll take Drabby any day.
There you go. Get him on the squad.
All right, be safe.
Thank you, Chief Davis.
Thanks for calling.
Appreciate the time.
Man, he's been busy, man. He's been really busy. And he was chief of police in Baltimore.
Right.
In PG County.
Yep.
He had some rough jobs.
He's got quite a resume, Chief Davis.
Fairfax is a huge county with a lot of people.
Yeah.
So there's always something going on. But, man, there's been a lot of high-profile incidents.
They definitely did him wrong with the casting on the HBO show about the Baltimore police.
They did. He was not happy about that.
Yeah, I'm sure he was not happy about the dude who played him.
But I was mistaken. Earlier in the show, I said that there was a woman being held captive for the last 36 hours on Richmond Highway. It was just the one woman in there.
Yeah.
Because the woman got out of the car.
Still a very weird situation. I saw that the negotiators had to use very careful language.
Yeah. Yeah. But they got her out.
No one was working with you.
Right.
That sort of thing.
Sure. Mm. Could never do that. It's such a high stress job. I mean,
you'd be like, get that out of the car.
Right. Yeah. I mean, somebody's life is in your hands, basically.
You're stopping traffic.
By the way, you speak to them. Can you imagine one of us being sent on a high-pressure situation like that to coax a woman or a man out of the car with a gun to their own head? I wouldn't even know where to begin.
No. But that's why they're trained.
They're highly trained. And they're probably smart, too.
Which we're neither.
Right. Probably excludes us.
Get the F out of the car.
Yeah.
And put the GD gun down.
But I do want to, and I hope that something comes out and more details come out about that Herndon double murder,
mm-hmm.
because that case is fascinating of how it all kind of developed. And the fact that happened, I don't know, over a month ago, and he still can't talk about it. There's something fishy about that case.
Jason, I like that you are branching out from just sports to you're becoming a true crime guy. I like this.
Well, I told you that
you're a true crime guy.
In another life, I want to be a police detective.
Oh, you do?
Yep. Remember we talked about that, other jobs we'd like to have if we weren't doing sports radio?
When you move down south eventually.
And you want to be a professional poker player, which you basically are. Yeah. JP, a lawyer. I would want to be a police detective.
Yeah. Here's what
Four
you should
hour
do.
Shifts.
When you, yeah, so keep the shifts
and
short.
And weekends off.
When you move down to whatever small town you move to in North or South Carolina, wherever you wind up, you just go to the local law enforcement of whatever podunk town you move into and say, I'm willing to be like just a volunteer to soak everything in. You trail around a detective. You're like a junior detective.
Okay.
And you learn the ropes.
You know what they're saying? They're going to say, no thanks.
They're going to say, what is your prior experience? And you'll say, I watched a lot of NFL and college football, and I bet a lot.
That's what I can do. So I can help your detectives do that.
That's what you're going to be able to tell them.
By the way, thank you to Pete Haley who brought in breakfast.
Yes, he did. That was a very nice gesture by him. So Pete brought in breakfast, and after the break, we're going to bring in Pete and talk with him about the Commanders, the latest from Ron Rivera, and more. So Pete Haley joins us in studio next.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.